time for Conversations with MIT Medical, care for the community. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Now that the Affordable Care Act is in effect, students have many more options for healthcare through the healthcare.gov marketplace. Some students might even be eligible for tax credits. But how do those plans compare to what's available at MIT? My guest is Lucy Walsh. She's the Director of Finance and Manager of MIT Health Plans. Welcome to the show, Lucy. Let's talk about, first of all, what was the landscape in health insurance for college students before these exchanges went live?
Well, it varies by state, but in Massachusetts, we have required students to have insurance for many years, I think since 1989. There weren't a lot of options, though, outside of the school offerings. So the Affordable Care Act gives us many more, or gives the student many more options.
What is the first step? So if a student is new to MIT, and they're, what, going off their parents' health insurance plans at this point? Or are they still on that? How does that all work for a new student?
Well, most insurance plans will cover children until their 26th birthday. So many of our students will be eligible for coverage through their parents. But it may not work in Massachusetts, depending what kind of coverage they have. Additionally, based on Massachusetts regulations, we automatically enroll all students in our MIT Student Extended Insurance Plan. So students need to look at their current options or coverage and look at the MIT Student Extended Plan and see which one best meets their needs. If their parents' plan meets their needs, they can waive out of the insurance, the MIT insurance. They must do that every year. Additionally,
so the MIT Student Extended Insurance Plan does what? So that adds on to their parents' plan. They can opt for that so that they would be covered under their parents and this extended insurance plan.
They could do that, but if their parents' plan is comprehensive and it works in Massachusetts, they may want to waive out of the MIT Extended Plan.
Then what would be, if they do decide to go with the extended insurance plan, and maybe their parents' plan doesn't work in Massachusetts, what can they expect? What's covered? Is it clinic? Are there well visits, medications? What is exactly covered?
We have a very comprehensive plan here at MIT. We have an on-site medical clinic that offers a full range of services, and most of those services are covered as part of their tuition. Additionally, there are some services within MIT Medical and most services outside of this building that would be covered under the extended plan. That includes pharmacy, emergency rooms, specialty visits, physical therapy, mental health services, a full range of services.
And even including sexual health services, because this is big on campuses today too.
Yes, and we provide those very comprehensive services right here in our building with no cost to the student.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, what if they see this extended health plan and they say, I just cannot afford insurance?
They can look at other options through the marketplace or the exchanges that were set up under the Affordable Care Act. There are several things that students should consider when doing that. In Massachusetts, we have an exchange called the Massachusetts Connector. It offers a wide range of health plans with variety of benefits and premiums. And they need to look at the cost of the plan, the out-of-pocket cost, which includes deductibles and copayments, as well as what the network access is.
So if they're a foreign student in the United States, can they purchase a policy through the exchange or through the MIT Extended Plan?
They will get offered and automatically enrolled in the extended plan, and they may be eligible to purchase a product through the exchange. They have to be very careful, however, that the product they purchase through the exchange also meets their J-1 visa requirements.
So then what, for the new student, they can look at the extended plan, and then if they decide to go on this plan, is it just like you and me, they get a card and everything that they need to know is covered? Is this a confusing thing? Is it pretty well written out so that they can understand it? Because I know that these exchanges and health plans in general can be very confusing. So give us a little working how it works, because it can be quite confusing.
Yes, health insurance can be very confusing if you're not familiar with it. And many students, this is the first time they've had to deal with it. If they enroll through the MIT Student Extended Plan or through a plan through the Connector or any of the exchanges, they will get an identification card through their insurance company, and they should carry that with them at all times. But they also have to look at their benefits very closely, and they should ask questions if they're not sure how coverage works.
Now, what about certain, you mentioned emergency services, and when I ask you about percentages that are covered, is there a big out-of-pocket expense for students? How does that meet?
Well, again, it'll depend on what plan they have, but if they have the MIT Student Extended Plan, we currently have just a $50 copayment for emergency room services. So if they go to any hospital for a true emergency, they're total out-of-pocket cost for that visit would be $50. On many of the plans through the Connector, they might have to meet a deductible first and then some sort of coinsurance after that. So they could have many times more out-of-pocket cost.
Now, if students choose other insurance, must they have to opt out of the extended plan? How does that work?
We have an online waiver that is available through our MIT Medical website. We have a deadline each fall for income for the academic year. So by September 15th, they need to go on to the waiver and complete the information about their insurance plan. We want them to think through the coverage they have. So there's several questions asking them, does your plan cover this? Do you know how to do this? So that they are sure that they're waiving with a plan that will meet their requirements.
When you mentioned mental health, again, stress with students these days, it's a big, you know, consideration. What's involved in mental health?
We have a very comprehensive mental health service here in our MIT Medical Building, but many students also seek care outside of this building. It's one of the issues with outside insurance that can be particularly problematic because they may not participate or they may not have an adequate network in the area, either for outpatient services or if a patient needs it to be admitted to a facility. So that's something that they need to look at very specifically, even if they don't anticipate needing it.
What about pre-existing conditions, Lucy? As people are looking at the plans available to figure out what is the best coverage for them and what they would need, how do your plans figure in with things that they might be coming to MIT with already existing?
Well, under the Affordable Care Act, no insurer can deny or restrict coverage for a pre-existing condition. We never did that here anyway, but students should think about what their expenses might be and factor that into the cost of the plan. So look at the premium, plus if they know they have, say, very high prescription drug needs, look at the cost of what prescriptions are. They can even find out for the specific medication that they're on, how much is the copay for that particular prescription, and consider that when they're evaluating different options.
And they can find out those options on medweb.mit.edu/PDF Student Overview, where all of these things on the extended insurance plan are listed. What if they're a family? If they're coming in and they've got maybe kids or a spouse, how does that work?
They can enroll their spouse and children in our MIT medical plan and the extended plan. The medical plan is the portion that's included in the student's tuition. So since the family members are not paying tuition, they have to pay an equivalent premium. And they would need to purchase both the medical plan and the extended plan to have the full range of services. Alternatively, they could have the extended plan for the student and enroll their family in a plan outside through the Connector or another exchange.
And Lucy, are there people such as yourself available to help guide them through this confusing world?
Absolutely. We have health plan staff here on the third floor of the medical building. Our claims and member services staff are on the first floor, and they can help students and family members understand their benefits and help them kind of understand the concept of insurance here in Massachusetts.
In the last just minute for us, Lucy, please wrap it up. Give us your best advice for incoming students and students considering the new Health Insurance Affordable Care Act and their options at MIT.
We have a terrific insurance plan here, and I think it's very affordable, and we really try to meet the needs of the students and their families. I caution students when they're looking at other plans to not be blinded by a lower premium, because it may cost them more money in the long run. And please ask questions. We're here to help.
Well, that's very important information right there, to ask questions, and you are there to help. You're listening to Conversations with MIT Medical. For more information, you can go to medweb.mit.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.